So, many of us, of course, had encountered babies in our life. And so, I kind of wanted to go through some things that babies do. And so, as we, of course, when we're babies ourselves, we go through various steps and stages. Like, we learn how to grip things and to follow things with our eyes. And then we start to show facial expressions by smiling and crying. And then we also start to learn how to walk. And then we talk. And now, when we start to talk, and when we get older, we end up learning that that's what gets us in trouble. And we get in trouble with that, like the way we talk, even today when we're older. And then it also shows people who we are and what we're doing. But we're missing the deadly one, the talking, the walking, I mean. The walking is the first thing that we mainly learn, but it's silent because it's showing our path. We have a path that we're going down when we walk. And that's what I want to focus on. Just because it's the first thing we learn, but second, it's the most deadliest. And so, if you want to, we're going to be in Ephesians, we're going to start in chapter 2, but we're going to go out through the rest of Ephesians. So if you want to turn there, and I'll tell you the chapters and verses, all these verses that we're going to go to are all the points where it mentions walking. And so, like I said, walking is a big accomplishment, and a lot of parents look forward to a child learning to walk. And they're also, of course, looking forward to the way when a child starts talking. So, in verse 2 of chapter 2, I put a title on this as, "We once walked a part of the world." As we walk, and when I think of this, I think of someone walking badly. But there's a word there that I'm missing. It's once walked. So I start to think of someone that was walking badly, but now is doing something good. That is walking in a better way. So I want to tell you the story of Daniel Mayville. And his story is, before he became a lawyer and a public supporter of prison rights, Daniel Mayfield spent 3 years and 4 months in the slammer for manslaughter. Now, Manville continued to do studies while he was incarcerated, and he came out with 2 degrees, and then afterwards he got the board to approve him to become a lawyer after those years when he came out. And so he's decided to go into, nowadays he's at the State University, Michigan State University, teaching others to become lawyers for prison rights. But the story missed the point. And when we look in Ephesians 2, 1 through 3, "And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of powers of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest." All right, the way this story is missing the point is because that person did not follow God. Yes, he did turn his life around. He is doing something good, but he missed the point. He missed the point of doing something bad and turning to God for his for forgiveness of his sins. Now, I also would like to mention about missing the point is, like, you know, not hitting the target, the bullseye. You're right there, just so close. You were so close. Or, like, I don't know, the Denver Broncos sometime, where they're, you know, no winning streak, and then they get to the Super Bowl and they lose. They were off to such a good start. Sometimes, believe it or not, we're the same way. Even though we are Christians here today, we miss the point. We are so close. We are in that position sometimes. So, we need to change that. And thankfully, we can. Because every day we wake up is another chance given. Another chance to turn to God and to follow Him and to walk in the way that we need to walk. And so, when we go into the second point, verse 10 in chapter 2, we see a place prepared for us to walk. Christ prepared the way for us to walk. Today we have many roads and paths. We know someone built this road. When we go hiking, we know someone or many other people went before us on this path. But we still hear stories of hikers and bikers getting lost because they went off path. They missed the point. They missed the number one rule. Stay on the path. As Christians, we tend to fall off the path. And we miss the point. In Ephesians 2, verses 10 through 13, for we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good work, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Therefore, remember that you formerly, the Gentiles of the flesh, who are called uncircumcision, by the so-called circumcision, which is performed in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, excluded from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the common covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in wrath. But now in Jesus Christ Jesus, you who formerly were off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Even though we are here worshiping God and praising Him, we could still be far from Him. We can still be lost, all because we choose sin over Him. Now, being someone that was once part of the world, I feel like I could say this. You can come to Him. You are now here with Him and you are lost. You can come back. And you can do it just by coming forward and knowing that everyone here is a friend and most importantly, a family member. Family in Christ. We are together. We are here to support and love each other as we do every day. And then we go into our next point in chapter 4, verse 1. Walk in a manner worthy of our calling. We are called by name to come to God and to follow His teachings. Just like those in the military marching. And when one calls out an order, they all perform together to show their unity and their strength. Now, in Ephesians 4, verses 1 through 7, therefore, I, the prisoner of the Lord, which is John talking, implore you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling, which you have been called, with all humility, all gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to persevere the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all, and through all, and in all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measures of Christ's gift. I want to point out that Paul is calling us as Christians to work in humility, gentleness, patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to persevere the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Now, I did a devo over this verse, and I asked them to go over each one of these and just try to give an example of something or a situation of how to apply this in our day-to-day lives. And I encourage you to do the same on your free time, because we can do all of these. And what's awesome to point out is Paul is giving us, he's telling us this list, and it may seem unachievable. But if he didn't give us anything to achieve, where would we be? We have to jump for something. There has to be a bar set for us to get to, for us to work at. And then we see in our next point in chapter 4, it's verse 17, no longer walk as the world walks. So no longer walk as the world walks, all it does is lead us down the wrong path. And it gets us in trouble if we start to walk like the world and we start to follow friends. Now, if we are wanting to be liked by men and be like other men, we start to get in trouble. Because we're not to be liked by men, we are to teach other men and teach other people in this world. So, at some point, we either have to die to the Lord. Sorry, I got tongue twisted. We tend to follow the crowd, and we have to tend to fit in, and we want to fit in. But we can't be like that. We have to live our own way and walk with Christ. Now, in Ephesians 4:17 through 25, so this I say and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer as the Gentiles also walked in the faulty of their minds, being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God, because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the hardness of their heart, and they having become callous, have given themselves over to the sincerity of the practice of every kind of impure with greediness. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as truth as in Jesus, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lust of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which is in the likeness of God, that have been created in righteousness and holiness in the truth. Therefore, lay aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you, with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Now, we are baptized. We are making that choice to walk with Christ. We are not missing the target then. We are now putting on the new self that is walking like Christ and following his teachings. And in chapter 5, verse 2, walk as Christ once walked. When we set a goal for ourselves, it may seem impossible to reach. Like I mentioned, and for another example is with these Thanksgiving bags of food that we have to hand out, we have 160 of them. That is our goal. And I know we can do more. And I know that goal is achievable. But we had to set that goal. We can reach for it. Now, in Ephesians 5, 1 through 6, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But immorality or impure of or greed must not even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no faithlessness and silly talk or coarse jests, which are not fitting, but rather a giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, with no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater have an inheritance with the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Continue on the good work. Find something that is preventing you from being imitators of God, and change. I know it's easier said than done, but the only one that can do it is you. No one else can help you. We can encourage you, but you have to step out of your own way. And then we see, as in chapter 5 and verse 8, we are to walk as children of light. Now, darkness is good for sleeping. But when we wake up, when we see that sunshine hitting the waters, coming through the clouds, it brightens your day. Light always changes my mood. And it changes the way we see things. If we're a night owl and we go out, over time, you will get depressed. But if you're out in the morning of the day, and you continue on, you find that you're seeing life in a different way. It's new. It's different. It brings joy, and darkness does not. In Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14, therefore, do not be partakers with them. For you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruitful of the light consists of all goodness and righteousness and truth. Trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speaking of the things which are done by them in secret. But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason, it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. There's nothing stopping us but ourselves. And I'm encouraging you to step out of your way and to follow Christ's steps. Now we have one more. Chapter 5, 15. The caution of walking. Even though we may be walking with Christ, we have to be cautious because Satan is going to do all he can to stop us. Now, I don't know how many of you know Dora the Explorer, the show, but this is what I think of. Swiper, all he's doing is trying to take something away from Dora to prevent her to reach her destination. If we think of that as Satan, he's trying to do everything he can to take something away from you, to stop you from reaching the gates of heaven. Now, when we turn to look at Ephesians 5, 15 through 21, therefore be careful how you walk, as an unwise man, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. We have a choice to make. And I feel like many of us sometimes miss this choice, especially those that in the world, because they don't see the choices even there. They don't know about it. They don't know that there's a path there for them to walk, or that road that leads to this building. Now, many of us have to reach out and call on Him in prayer to get back on this path. Now, this may be a physical path, it may be a spiritual path, but it's a walk we must take. Now, walking takes effort, it takes practice, and sometimes we fail. But when a baby is learning to walk for the first time, it tends to fall. It struggles. But it learns. And it starts to walk right. It starts to talk right, like I can't. But it takes effort. Now, like I said, Christ set a bar for us to reach. And we can never reach that bar if we don't jump. Jump. Take that first walk. And if that is that first step to coming forward, to be forgiven of your sins, or to put on baptism, I encourage you to do so as we stand and sing. Thank you.
Number 947, please.